Hi, my name is Marcia Bench, and I want to personally welcome you to this program in which we will, together, explore how you can discover and fulfill your life's purpose. Finding one's purpose in life is an issue that puzzles many people, and yet identifying it can make the difference for you between satisfaction and that empty feeling that something is missing. How do you know if this program is right for you? People who are ready to explore their life's purpose find themselves pondering such questions as, what is the meaning of my life? What would make my life more fun? Is there something special I am supposed to do with my life? What am I going to be when I grow up, no matter what age you are now? Or, my work or relationship is unfulfilling. How can I enjoy it more? Or perhaps, I have a pretty good life, but it seems like something's missing. I wonder what it could be. If so, you're in good company. I began exploring my own life's purpose in my early teens, and as my life went on, I found that while I could achieve and accomplish many things, they lacked the meaning I somehow knew they could have until, a few years later, I discovered my life's purpose and could tie my goals and accomplishments to it. Then I began sharing the importance of life purpose with my clients in career transition. They too found that the fulfillment they had been seeking came when they viewed their work through the lens of their newfound life's purpose. That was the beginning of my life's work, to help others fulfill their dreams in work and life based on discovery and fulfillment of their purpose. And this applies to organizations too. With the emergence of the coaching field, many people now offer various techniques to clarify one's purpose. My model has been proven with literally thousands of people for nearly 20 years, and my intention is that as you listen to this program and participate in the exercises and meditation which follow, that you will find the clarity and fulfillment you have sought and that it will positively enhance your life. In order to get the most from this program, I ask you to do three things. First, listen to this CD with an open mind and heart, and at a time when you can sit down undistracted and give the concepts we will discuss your undivided attention. Yes, you can find such a time if you will look for it. Second, have some paper and pen or pencil in front of you so you can actually do the exercises we will describe later. If you don't take time to do it now, it is too easy to put it off until some other time, which may never come. Finally, please be patient with yourself. I believe you have the answers you seek within you, but it may take some time to discover them. We will talk later in the program about the creative process, and we'll explore some specific techniques to access your purpose. But give yourself some time to allow it to unfold, rather than trying to force your purpose to come into being. So now, do you have undistracted time? If not, please pause the CD, don't lose your place, and wait until you do. Gather some paper and a pen, and let's begin. Why is it important to have a sense of purpose in our lives anyway? Isn't it sufficient to go through our daily routine, doing a good job in our work, raising our families, and fulfilling our responsibilities? Obviously, you don't think so, or you wouldn't have purchased this CD. Without a sense of purpose, our lives seem empty and meaningless. We wander around aimlessly, keeping ourselves busy with things, but always thinking there should be, there must be, something more, something that will give our lives zest and excitement. That is what having purpose in life will do. Not only will it make your life more fulfilling, but it will also bring you more money, better health, and more satisfying relationships and work. It provides the fuel to drive your dreams into being. Finding your life's purpose is one of the most important gifts you can give yourself. The relationship between life purpose and wealth was vividly demonstrated in a study of 100 middle-class Americans not long ago. Researchers interviewed randomly selected people concerning their goals, lifestyle, and current financial status. These people were then studied throughout the next 20 years to see which of them became wealthy and how they did it. Only 8% of these people became wealthy. Are you surprised? So how did they do it? They approached their life in a very systematic way. First, they got clear on what they wanted out of life, their life's purpose, if you will, and then they went after it. They adapted their approach as necessary to get the desired result. They were careful to choose the type of work they enjoyed and invested their initial time, energy, and money into themselves. After 10 years, they had created a measure of wealth. They spent the next 10 years making more traditional investments, such as stocks, bonds, and the like. What about the other 92%? Why didn't they create wealth? The primary reason the majority did not create wealth was because they approached it backwards. They chose jobs that they thought would make them a lot of money, even though they did not necessarily enjoy those jobs. They kept trying to scrimp and save something extra, lured by get-rich-quick schemes that came along. In other words, they tried investing in the more traditional investments first, just tolerating their jobs and hoping to enjoy life later. The sad result was that later never came. They never did experience wealth. So think about your own life. Which approach have you been following? If your approach has not been working, perhaps it's time to change it. Do you have the courage to do something you truly love for a living rather than staying caught in the rat race? Lily Tomlin once said that the problem with the rat race is that once you get to the top, you are still a rat, and you deserve better than that. And while it is true that some of us can and do make a lot of money at a job that is not necessarily enjoyable, the problem is that you will usually have to work much harder to succeed by that route than you would if you simply relaxed, found work you enjoy, and put your whole self into it. The term life's purpose can mean many different things. While we are all in this life experience to learn and grow, I believe there are specific contributions we are each to make, offering our unique gifts, without which the world would in some way be incomplete. That is our unique, individual life's purpose. Life's purpose is tied very closely to the work you do for a living, but it is bigger than that. It also affects every other aspect of your life, your relationship choices, level of health, amount of money, and overall lifestyle. Life's purpose can simply be defined as a calling, a mission, or an overall theme for your life that transcends your daily activities. You might think of it as a quality you have been born to develop, or a particular type of service you are designed to render. It may also be a segment of the planet you have come to improve or enhance. It is much broader than just one job or career. It prevails through your entire life. For example, one woman's life purpose was to support others in their professional journey. She learned all she could about mentoring, worked as a consultant, implementing mentoring programs in organizations, and guided her children in the areas they needed to learn to grow into healthy adults. Perhaps you have had a sense since you were a child that you had a mission or had periodically asked yourself, "What is the meaning of my life?" If neither of these questions has come to you consciously, you may notice that your life has consisted of much drifting from one job to the next, one relationship to another, with no sense of order or meaning and a resulting feeling of emptiness. If you have not experienced the level of success of which you know you are capable, or if you have felt like something is missing from your life, please understand a very important principle. You will experience success in your life to the extent that you are clear about your life's purpose. Let me say that again. You will experience success in your life to the extent that you are clear about your life's purpose. Don't buy into the common misunderstanding that fulfilling your life purpose means you have to go to the remote regions of Africa or to the ghetto in the nearest large city and live the rest of your days on bread and water. Life's purpose need not be serious or involve deprivation or require any undesired activities. In fact, it is often just the opposite. You find yourself living a more abundant life and have a richer experience than you had ever dreamed of, stemming from your increased clarity about your purpose. Life purpose is fun, playful, and joyful. As we will discover in a few moments, one of the clues to your purpose is the things that turn you on, get you excited, and are fun for you to do. Our life's purpose has four key characteristics. First, it is fun, joyful, and playful. When you are carrying out your life's purpose, you will find the time goes by unnoticed. Hours pass in pure bliss. Joseph Campbell and the Eastern mystics use the phrase, follow your bliss. The dictionary defines bliss as complete happiness. So Joseph Campbell is saying to pursue those things that cause you to experience complete happiness. This idea is closely aligned with discovering your life's purpose. Have you ever had the experience of reading a good book, working at a hobby you love, or listening to beautiful music, when several hours later it seems as if only minutes have passed? That is bliss. Keep that experience in mind as we go through this program together, for that is a feeling that is available to you when you experience your life's purpose and are living it. Second, our life's purpose is energizing. When we are fulfilling our purpose, we rarely become tired. Our work is like play, and often we have more energy at the end of the day than at the beginning. It's just the opposite of thank God it's Friday. Instead, we say, thank God it's today. A third characteristic of life's purpose is that it is completely unique to you. No one else can fulfill your purpose. It may be in a general subject area being explored by many, or by only a few, but no one can fulfill your purpose like you can. Finally, following your purpose will allow you to make a contribution to the world, your unique gift to the planet. We naturally want to give and share that about which we feel passionate. What does it feel like to be living and working with purpose? It can be illustrated by remembering the three workers that were questioned by a dispatcher back in the Middle Ages. The dispatcher wanted to know how the workers at a particular building site felt about their work. So he went up to one worker and asked what he was doing. "What? Are you blind?" the worker replied angrily. "I'm cutting these impossible boulders with primitive tools and putting them together the way the boss tells me. It's backbreaking work and it's boring me to death." A little put off by that worker's response, the dispatcher approached a second worker and asked the same question. "What are you doing?" "Well," the worker answered, "I'm shaping these stones into usable forms which are then assembled per the architect's plans. It's hard work, and sometimes it gets repetitive, but it pays 5 francs a week and supports my family. It's a job, could be worse." The dispatcher was a bit encouraged and decided to approach one other worker. "What are you doing?" The third worker replied, lifting his arms to the sky, "Why, can't you see? I'm building a cathedral." That third worker saw the overall picture and knew his part in it. That's what it is like to fulfill your life's purpose. Following the path of your purpose requires a 100% commitment from you, but who would not want to be 100% committed to having the fullest, most satisfying life one can imagine?